Face-to-Face Elementary, CD 3. Recording 9.1.
Janet, it's Frank.
Frank, where are you?
I'm at the station. The train was late. I'm waiting for a taxi.
But we've got that meeting with the Tamada brothers at 10 o'clock.
Yes, I know. Are they there yet?
Yes, they're sitting in your office.
Oh, no.
And they aren't looking very happy.
Oh, hold on. Here's a taxi. Start the meeting without me, but take notes. Oh, and Janet.
Yes?
Remember, this is my contract.
Of course it is, Frank. Bye. Liz?
Yes?
Where's Adriana?
Adriana? Oh, she's working at home today.
Oh, dear. I need someone to take notes at the Tamada meeting.
Well, I'm not doing anything important at the moment. Do you want me to do it?
Actually, I want you to finish those reports.
Well, Danny isn't doing anything. I can ask him.
Okay. Thanks.
Recording 9.2.
I'm waiting for a taxi.
They're sitting in your office.
They aren't looking very happy.
She's working at home today.
I'm not doing anything important.
Danny isn't doing anything.
Recording 9.3.
Danny, are you busy?
Well, I'm writing a letter.
Can you take notes at the meeting, please?
Why me? Look, Bob's reading the newspaper. Ask him.
He isn't reading the newspaper. He's studying the business pages.
Well, I'm waiting for a phone call from New York.
They aren't working in New York now, Danny. It's 5 a.m. there.
Okay, I'm going now. Which room?
Recording 9.4.
Hello, Liz. It's Frank.
Hi, Frank. Where are you calling from?
I'm in a taxi. There was an accident or something. We're not moving.
Oh, dear.
Look, Janet isn't answering her phone. What's she doing?
She's talking to the Tamada brothers, and Danny's taking notes.
Oh, right. Where are they having the meeting?
In Janet's office.
In Janet's office? Oh, no. Liz, please, go and tell Janet not to sign that contract.
Okay, Frank. I see you soon. And hurry up.
Recording 9.5.
Hi, Liz. Are they still in Janet's office?
Yes, they are. Good luck.
Right.
So, what I'd
Hello,
like
everybody.
To...
Hello, sorry I'm late.
Hello, Frank. Mr. Tamada and I are just signing the contract.
No, you're not, Janet. I'm signing the contract.
Okay, Frank. It's all yours.
I'm so sorry I wasn't here when you arrived. You see, there was an accident.
Recording 9.6.
Hi, it's me.
Hello, darling. Are you still working?
No, I'm having a drink with Liz. I signed the contract today.
Oh, that's wonderful. Are you having a nice time?
Yes, thanks. What are you doing?
I'm making dinner.
Are the kids doing their homework?
No, they're not.
Oh, what are they doing?
They're watching TV.
Recording 9.7.
Are you still working? Are you having a nice time?
What are you doing? Are the kids doing their homework? What are they doing?
Recording 9.8.
A meeting later this afternoon, and now for more on today's transport strike, let's go to our reporter Amy Peters.
Hi, Michael. I'm in the centre of the city and the traffic isn't moving at all. Excuse me, sir. What do you think of the strike?
Well, I'm not very happy about it. I usually go to work by train, but I'm driving today, and it's taking a very long time.
Right. When did you leave home?
About 6:15. That's 3 hours ago.
Wow. How long is your journey usually?
It's about 40 minutes, that's all.
Well, good luck. And here's someone on a bike. Hello, madam. Are you going to work?
Yes, I am.
Do you cycle to work every day?
Yes, I do. It's cheaper than the tube.
And how long is your journey, usually?
It's about 30 minutes, but it's taking longer today, of course, because of all the traffic.
Thanks. Excuse me, sir. Mm-hmm. Are you walking to work today?
Yes, I am. It's quicker than driving, I think. But I'm getting very tired.
And how do you normally get to work?
I take the tube, or sometimes the bus.
Do you have a message for the people on strike?
Yes, I do. Go back to work.
Well, as you can hear, Michael, many people on their way to work aren't enjoying their journey.
Thanks, Amy. That was Amy Peters reporting on today's transport strike.
Recording 9.9. 1.
What do you think of the strike?
2.
It's about 40 minutes, that's all.
3.
And it's taking a very long time.
4.
Here's someone on a bike.
5.
I'm in the centre of the city.
6.
The traffic isn't moving at all.
Recording 9.10.
Think of the strike. What do you think of the strike? It's about 40 minutes. It's about 40 minutes, that's all. And it's taking a very long time. Someone on a bike. Here's someone on a bike. I'm in the centre of the city. The traffic isn't moving at all. The traffic isn't moving at all.
Recording 9.11. Ella.
I'm a journalist and I write for a national newspaper. I usually work in the city, but today I'm working at home because of the strike. At the moment, I'm sitting in the garden and writing an article on my laptop. I don't work at home very often, but it's much nicer than the office.
Rose.
On Thursdays, we usually drive into town and visit some friends. But we're staying at home today because there are too many cars on the roads. At the moment, my husband, Albert, is answering his emails, and I'm watching tennis on TV. Normally I don't watch TV in the day, but I'm enjoying this match very much.
Recording 9.12. 1.
Hello, this is Alan Wick's voicemail.
2.
If you leave a message, I'll get back to you.
3.
I'm sorry, but the person you called is not available.
4.
Please leave your message after the tone.
5.
Please choose one of the following three options.
6.
For any other inquiries, press 3.
7.
Please try later.
Recording 9.13. 1.
Hello, this is Alan Wick's voicemail. I'm sorry I can't take your call at the moment. If you leave a message, I'll get back to you. Thanks for calling.
2.
Welcome to the NRL voicemail service. I'm sorry, but the person you called is not available. Please leave your message after the tone.
3.
Thank you for calling the King's Theatre. Please choose one of the following three options. For ticket information, press 1. To book tickets by credit card, press 2. For any other inquiries, press 3.
4.
I'm sorry, there's no one available to take your call. Please try later.
Recording 9.14. 1.
Hello, this is Alan Wick's voicemail. I'm sorry I can't take your call at the moment. If you leave a message, I'll get back to you. Thanks for calling.
Hello, it's Emily Wise here from the contracts office at 3D UK. Can we meet tomorrow morning at about 10? I need to talk to you about the new contract with Morris Computers. Can you call me back? Thanks. Bye.
2.
Welcome to the NRL voicemail service. I'm sorry, but the person you called is not available. Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, Katrina. It's Emily. Would you like to meet for coffee after work? Call me later. I'm at the office. Bye.
3.
Thank you for calling the King's Theatre. Please choose one of the following three options. For ticket information, press 1. To book tickets by credit card, press 2. For any other inquiries, press 3. You are in a queue. Please hold. Your call will be answered as soon as possible.
Hello, King's Theatre.
Oh, hi. Are there any tickets available for Say Cheese on Saturday?
Yes, there are.
How much are they?
They're £27.50 and £22.
£27.50 and £22. Whew, okay. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Goodbye.
Recording 9.15. Conversation 1.
Hello, 3D UK, can I help you?
Hello, can I speak to Emily, please?
Hold on a moment, I'll get her.
Hello, Emily Wise.
Hi, it's Katrina.
I got your message.
Ah, oh, good. Shall we go for a coffee after work?
Sure. Is 6 o'clock okay?
Yes. Let's meet at Cafe Ono.
Okay. See you there at 6. Bye.
Conversation 2.
Hello, is that Chris Morris?
Speaking.
This is Emily Wise from 3D UK.
Hello, Emily. Look, I'm in a meeting now. Can I call you back?
Of course. Oh, if it's after 5, call me on my mobile.
Right. I'll call you later.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Recording 9.16.
Hello, can I speak to Emily, please?
Hello, is that Chris Morris? This is Emily Wise from 3D UK.
It's Katrina.
Speaking. Can I call you back? I'll call you later.
Can you call me back?
I got your message.
Call me on the mobile.
Hold on a moment, I'll get her.
Recording 9.17. 1.
Hello, is that Simon Dale?
Speaking.
Hi, Simon. This is Katrina Clark.
Oh, hello, Katrina. Look, I can't talk right now. Can I call you back?
Yes, of course. Call me on my mobile.
Right, I'll call you later. Bye.
2.
Hi, Veronica. It's Katrina.
Hi, Katrina. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Can I speak to Rob, please?
Hold on a moment. I'll get him.
Hello, Katrina. I got your message. Let's meet at 8:30 outside the cinema.
Okay. See you then. Bye.
Recording 9.18.
Down in New Orleans.
Recording 10.1.
Hello, Mr. Taylor.
Hello, Doctor.
Right. Is everything okay?
I think so.
Good. First, let's check your weight. Over here, please.
How much do I weigh?
93 kilos.
Really?
Yes. Do you do much exercise?
No, not really. I go swimming about once a month, that's all.
And what do you usually eat?
I eat a lot of meat and vegetables, you know, business lunches, but I sometimes have salad. And we eat a lot of pizzas at home.
And do you usually eat red meat or chicken or fish?
Ooh, I suppose I eat red meat about four times a week, and we usually have chicken on Sunday.
Do you smoke?
No, I don't. I gave up 2 years ago.
That's good. And what about alcohol? Do you drink a lot?
No, not much.
Do you drink every day?
Yes, but only one or two beers.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a glass of wine with a meal.
Well, your diet's not too bad, but you shouldn't eat so much red meat. Have chicken or fish instead. It's better for you. And I'm not sure about all those pizzas.
Okay.
And you should do more exercise, maybe three times a week. But you probably know that.
Yes, I'll try.
Right. Let's listen to your heart.
Recording 10.2. 1.
You should eat salad more often.
2.
You shouldn't eat so many pizzas.
3.
You should go to a gym twice a week.
4.
You shouldn't get too stressed at work.
5.
You should try to lose some weight.
6.
You should walk to work every day.
Recording 10.3.
Okay, Leo. I've got four people for the break poster. See what you think.
Right. Where's the first one? He's not bad.
Yes, I quite like him. He looks friendly. The type of person who buys a lot of chocolate.
I can see that.
Yes, he's a bit overweight, isn't he? Is that a problem?
I'm not sure. Who else have you got?
Well, there's him.
He's better, maybe. He's tall and good-looking.
He's very good-looking. But I don't know about the hair.
Yes, you've got a point there. Who's next?
What about her?
She's nice. Tall, slim, nice hair, and very attractive.
Yes, she's beautiful. But do we want a beautiful person on this poster? Do beautiful people eat chocolate?
Not very often, probably. But everyone wants to be beautiful and eat chocolate. Is that all of them?
No, there's one more.
Oh, she's a bit older, isn't she?
Yes, but maybe that's good. People her age buy a lot of chocolate. And she's attractive. She looks very friendly and happy, I think.
Yes, she does.
And people eat chocolate because they want to be happy.
Yes, you're right. Well, let's choose.
OK. Do we want a man or a woman?
Recording 10.4.
OK. Do we want a man or a woman?
I think that we want a woman, not a man.
Why's that?
Well, women buy more chocolate than men, so they want to see a woman on the poster.
Yes, good point.
And people know that chocolate makes you fat, but everyone wants to be thin.
So we want someone slim?
And people always think they're young, so they want to see young people on posters.
Which means?
Zoe.
OK. Zoe. Fine. Shall I ask her to come for a meeting?
Yes, good idea. Right, what else do we need to talk about?
Recording 10.5.
Hi, Leo. I hear you've got a new girlfriend.
Yes, I have.
What's she like?
Well, she's really friendly and outgoing, and she's very beautiful.
I see. What does she like doing?
Well, she likes dancing and going to restaurants. The same things as me, really.
Okay. What does she look like?
Well, she's tall and slim, and she's got long dark hair.
Leo?
Yes?
What's your new girlfriend's name?
It's, Zoe. You know, from the poster.
Oh, really?
Recording 10.6. 1.
What's she like?
2.
What does she look like?
3.
What's he like?
4.
What does she like doing?
5.
What does he look like?
6.
What are they like?
Recording 10.7. A.
I've got a cold.
B.
I've got a stomachache.
C.
I feel sick.
D.
My back hurts.
E.
I've got a cough.
F.
My arm hurts.
Recording 10.8.
I've got a stomachache.
I've got a temperature.
I've got a headache.
I've got a toothache.
I've got a sore throat.
I've got a cold.
I've got a cough.
I feel ill.
I feel terrible.
I feel sick.
I feel better.
My back hurts.
My arm hurts.
My foot hurts.
My leg hurts.
Recording 10.9. Conversation 1.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm not very well.
Oh, what's wrong?
I've got a bad stomachache.
Oh, that's a shame. Why don't you go home?
I can't. I've got a meeting this afternoon.
Oh, dear. I hope you get better soon.
Thanks. See you later.
Conversation 2.
Hello, Jerry. Are you okay?
No. I feel terrible.
Oh dear. What's the matter?
I've got a headache and a sore throat.
You should take the day off and go to bed.
Yes. Good idea.
And drink lots of water.
Okay. See you tomorrow, maybe.
Recording 10.10. 1. A.
What's wrong?
B.
What's wrong?
2. A.
What's the matter?
B.
What's the matter?
3. A.
Oh dear.
B.
Oh dear.
4. A.
That's a shame.
B.
That's a shame.
5. A.
Why don't you go home?
B.
Why don't you go home?
6. A.
You should take the day off.
B.
You should take the day off.
Recording 10.11.
How are you?
Are you okay?
What's wrong?
What's the matter?
Oh dear.
That's a shame.
I hope you get better soon.
Why don't you go home?
You should take the day off.
Drink lots of water.
Recording 11.1. Conversation 1.
Happy New Year, Jack.
Thanks, Meg. And Happy New Year to you.
Any New Year's resolutions?
Yes, I have, actually. I'm not going to work until 10 every night. I'm going to work less and have more fun. And I'm going to have a holiday this year.
Good. Where are you going?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere I can relax.
Good idea.
And what about you? Have you got any plans for the new year?
Yes, I'm going to move to Australia.
Wow! When did you decide that?
Oh, a couple of months ago.
That's great. Are you going to sell your house or are you going to rent it out while you're...
Conversation 2.
Hello, David. Hi, Val.
Hi, Ed. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Have you got any New Year's resolutions?
Yes, I'm going to do a computer course.
All right. Why computers?
I want to get a new job. The one I've got now is really boring.
Right. Well, good luck with that.
Thanks. And what about you? Any New Year's resolutions?
Yes, we're going to get fit. And Val's going to stop smoking.
Yes, I am. And David's going to lose weight. Well, he says he is.
Yes, I want to lose 8 kilos. I'm going to do more exercise and I'm not going to eat sweet things anymore.
Chocolate cake, anyone?
Not for me, thank you.
Oh, go on. It's really good.
Well, just a little, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, but this really is the last.
Oh, yeah.
Recording 11.2.
I'm going to work less and have more fun. I'm going to have a holiday this year. She's going to move to Australia.
He's going to do a computer course. We're going to get fit.
I'm not going to work every night. He's not going to eat sweet things.
Recording 11.3. 1.
What are you going to do after class?
2.
How are you going to get home today?
3.
What are you going to do next weekend?
4.
What are you going to have for dinner tonight?
5.
Where are you going to have lunch tomorrow?
6.
When are you going to do your English homework?
11.4.
Oh, wow, Debbie. That was a difficult exam. And I really revised this time.
Do you think you passed him?
I don't know. The first part was okay, but the last question was really difficult.
Yes, for me too. So, how are you going to celebrate tonight?
I'm not sure. I might go for a drink with Peter, or I might go to Jane's party. What about you?
Well, first I'm going to go home and sleep.
Yes, good idea.
Then I'm going to meet Tony in town. After that, I don't know. We might go to a club, but I'm not sure what Tony wants to do. He might just want to go home and watch a video.
Well, I'm sure of one thing.
What's that?
That's the last exam I'm ever going to take. What are you going to do this evening, Sid?
Well, Claire and I might go out with some friends, or we might go to the cinema.
Well, that sounds good. There's a really good film on at the Ritzy. Mm-hmm.
Recording 11.5.
I might go for a drink with Peter.
I might go to Jane's party.
We might go to a club.
We might watch a video.
We might go out with some friends.
We might go to the cinema.
Recording 11.6.
Going to. Going to. Going to meet. I'm going to meet Tony in town.
Gonna. Gonna. Gonna do. What are you gonna do this evening?
Recording 11.7. 1.
Are you gonna get a job?
2.
I'm going to study law.
3.
We're going to talk to the bank.
4.
Are you going to stay here?
5.
I'm going to get a job.
6.
I'm going to sell my car.
Recording 11.8.
Are you going to get a job, Sid?
No, I'm not. I'm going to do a business course in the USA.
Really?
Yes, if I can find the money.
Are you going too, Claire?
Yes, I am. I'm going to study law.
Wow! How are you going to pay for it all?
Good question. We're going to talk to the bank tomorrow, actually.
Are you going to stay here, Tim? I mean, in the UK?
Yes, I am. I'm going to get a job. No more studying for me.
And you haven't got a car, have you?
No. Why?
Well, I'm going to sell my car. Do you want to buy it?
Yes, I might. How much do you want for it?
Oh, about $30,000.
Yeah, you mean the cost of a business course?
Well, and the plane tickets.
You don't need to do a course, Sid. You're already a businessman.
Recording 11.9.
Hello, Craven Holiday Homes. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'm phoning about your advert for Benton House. Is it available in September?
Yes, it is. When would you like to stay there?
From September the 12th for 2 weeks.
Yes, it's available then. Would you like to book it?
How much is it?
2 weeks in September, that's £650.
Oh, that's a bit expensive. Is Hill Place cheaper?
Yes, that's £570.
And is it available for those 2 weeks?
Let me check. Oh, it's available the first week, but not the second. Sorry.
Right. Okay, can I book Benton House, please?
Certainly. Can I have your name, please?
Yes, my name's Sue Daniels.
And do you have an email address, Mrs. Daniels?
Yes, it's sdaniels@freemail.com.
Right. I'll email you directions. It's very easy to find.
Thank you very much.
Recording 11.10. 1.
Go along Abbott Street and it's on the right next to the bus station.
2.
Go along the High Street, past the station, and it's on the left, opposite the department store.
3.
Go along the High Street, past the department store, and turn right. Go along North Road, and it's on the left.
4.
Go along Abbott Street and turn right by the river. That's West Street. Go along that street for about 100 metres and it's on the right.
11.11. Conversation 1.
Excuse me, is there a newsagent near here?
Yes, there's one in Berry Street.
Where's that?
Go along this road and turn right. That's Berry Street. Go past the pub and the newsagent's is on the right opposite the supermarket.
Thanks very much.
Conversation 2.
Excuse me, where's the police station?
It's over there, next to the internet cafe.
Oh, yes, I can see it. Thanks.
No problem.
Conversation 3.
Excuse me, do you know the Park Hotel?
Yes. You go along this street, over the bridge, and it's on your left in New Road. You can't miss it.
How far is it?
Oh, it's not far. Only about 5 minutes' walk.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Recording 11.12.
Excuse me, is there a newsagent near here? Where's the police station? Do you know the Park Hotel?
There's one in Berry Street. Go along this road and turn right. Go along this road and turn left. Go past the pub. Go over the bridge. The newsagent's is on the right. It's opposite the supermarket. It's next to the internet cafe. It's over there. You can't miss it.
Recording 11.13.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going.
Recording 12.1.
16 million. $400,000 $7,650 390 0.1 172 98,500
Recording 12.2 1
A Mexican couple, Octavio Guillén and Adriana Martinez, had the longest engagement in the world. They got engaged in 1902 and got married in 1969. They were both 82 years old on their wedding day.
2.
The wettest place in the world is probably Mount Waialeale in Hawaii. It rains 335 days a year with an average rainfall of 11.68 metres a year. And the world's driest place is the Atacama Desert in Chile. It only gets 0.01 centimetres of rain a year.
3.
The earliest computer game was called Space War. A group of American students wrote it in 1960 for a computer called PDP-1. This computer cost $120,000 and there were only 50 in the world.
4.
The most boring film in the world is probably A Cure for Insomnia, directed by John Henry Timmis IV of Chicago. It's 85 hours long and is also the world's longest film.
5.
In July 2001, six businessmen spent £44,007 at the Petrus restaurant in London, making this the world's most expensive meal per person. Most of the bill was for the 5 bottles of wine they drank. The best bottle cost £12,300. The restaurant didn't ask them to pay for the food.
Recording 12.3.
Richest. Most difficult. Thinnest. Happiest. Hottest. Most modern. Safest. Most crowded. Friendliest. Most beautiful. Worst. Best.
Recording 12.4. Steve.
I love being self-employed. I've been to about 40 countries and I've stayed in some of the world's best hotels. I've written travel articles about lots of amazing places. 2 weeks ago, I went to Mexico, and last month I spent 5 days in Barbados in the Caribbean. But I've never been to Australia. I'd love to go there one day when I have time. But for a holiday, not for work.
Lucy.
We've had lots of other jobs. 3 years ago, Guy was a teacher and I worked in an office. But we'd rather be self-employed and we love having our own restaurant. We've met some really interesting people. Last year, the Prime Minister had dinner here. But it's very hard work. And Guy and I have never had a holiday together. We might go to Miami next year. Guy hasn't been to the USA before.
Recording 12.5.
Write. Wrote. Written.
Stay. Stayed. Stayed.
Be. Was or were. Been.
Have. Had. Had.
Work. Worked. Worked.
Lose. Lost. Lost.
Meet. Met. Met.
Study. Studied. Studied.
See. Saw. Seen.
Go. Went. Been or gone.
Recording 12.6.
Are you enjoying the food?
Yes, it's wonderful. Guy's a great cook. How's business?
Oh, it's fine. Busy, you know. I really need a holiday.
Yes, me too.
But you're always on holiday.
No, I'm not. People always say that. I work very hard when I'm travelling.
Yeah, right. Have you ever been to Rio de Janeiro?
Yes, I have.
When did you go there?
4 or 5 years ago.
And did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes. I had a great time. The people are really friendly and the beaches are beautiful.
Oh, I'd like to go there on holiday. It sounds fun.
I'd like to go to Australia. Have you ever been there?
Yes, I have, actually. I went there about 8 years ago with a boyfriend.
And did you have a good time?
Yes. We travelled around in an old car and camped on the beaches. It was fantastic.
That sounds great.
Is the food okay, Steve?
Yes, very good, as usual. Guy, have you ever been to Australia?
No, I haven't. I never leave this restaurant.
Recording 12.7.
Have you ever worked in a restaurant?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever been to the UK?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever met anyone from Ireland?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever seen a Japanese film?
No, I haven't.
Recording 12.8. Conversation 1.
Have you ever been to France?
Yes, I have. I went there 6 years ago.
Where did you stay?
I rented a flat near Bordeaux.
Conversation 2.
Have you ever written a diary?
Yes, I have. I wrote one when I was a teenager.
Did you write it every day?
No, I didn't. Only when I was on holiday.
Recording 12.9.
How can I help you? When would you like to go? When do you want to come back? How many people are travelling? And from which airport? And what's your name, please? How would you like to pay?
Recording 12.10.
Welcome to Call a Flight. My name's Helen. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm calling about flights to Boston.
When would you like to go?
On the 24th February. That's a Saturday.
When do you want to come back?
Sunday, 11th March.
Mm-hmm. How many people are travelling?
Just me.
And from which airport?
London Heathrow.
And what's your name, please?
It's Joe. Joe Hunter.
Okay, hold on a moment. I'll just check availability. Right. There's a British Airways flight that leaves London Heathrow at 13:20 on the 24th of February and arrives in Boston at 18:45.
So that's leaving Heathrow at 13:20 and arriving in Boston at 18:45.
That's right. And the return flight leaves Boston at 5:15 on Sunday the 11th of March, arriving at London Heathrow at 8:20 a.m. That's the cheapest direct flight we have.
So the return is on Sunday 11th, leaving at 5:15 in the morning and...
Arriving at London Heathrow at 8:20.
Okay, and how much is that?
Let me check... That's £259, including all taxes.
Okay, that's not too bad. Can I book that, please?
Yes, of course. How would you like to pay?
By credit card, please.
And the number on the card?
Recording 12.11.
Can I have your ticket and your passport, please?
Yes, here you are.
How many bags have you got?
Two.
Did you pack your bags yourself?
Yes, I did.
Have you got any sharp items in your hand luggage?
No, I haven't.
And would you like a window seat or an aisle seat?
A window seat, please.
Okay. Here's your boarding card. You're in seat 16A.
Which gate is it?
Gate 12.
Is the flight on time?
Yes, it is. It leaves at 13:20. Enjoy your flight.
Thanks. Bye.
Recording 12.12.
Have a nice weekend.
You too. Have a nice holiday.
Thanks, I will.
Have a good trip.
See you in 2 weeks.
Yes, see you.
See you next year.
See you on the next course.
Send me an email.
Send me a postcard.
Yes, of course.
Recording 12.13.
Flight BA 901 to Boston is now boarding at gate 12.
Well, that's my flight. Time to go.
Have a good trip, Joe.
Thanks, I will.
And have a nice holiday.
Thanks. See you in 2 weeks.
Yes, see you.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Joe.
Yes?
Send me a postcard.
Yes, I will.
Recording 12.14. 1.
Are you going to do anything interesting this weekend, Gemma?
I might go away. Any suggestions?
Why don't you go to Norfolk?
Norfolk? What can you do there? It's empty and boring.
It's quiet, I know, but it isn't boring. You can go camping, you can rent a boat and go fishing, or... sunbathe?
Sunbathe? It's always cold and cloudy in Norfolk.
Yes, okay. But it's very interesting. You can go to the Queen's House in Sandringham and see the gardens. Or why don't you go into the country and have tea in a cafe?
John, I'm 24, not 124.
Right. Why don't you go to London and go to a club?
That's a much better idea.
2.
This is Angela Smart's voicemail. Sorry I can't speak to you right now. Please leave your name, number and message after the tone.
Angela, hi, it's Bruce. I've looked at those application forms for the outdoor centre job and I've chosen two people to interview. We want someone who can do sports but also be in the office, so I think you should interview Susanna and Bettina. Susanna can sail and swim and she speaks French. She worked here last year. She's very reliable. Bettina's a bit older. She loves tennis and windsurfing and she can type very fast. Her reference says she's very outgoing. I think they're the best. Good luck. Ring me and tell me who you choose. Bye.
3.
Here is the news at 1 o'clock. Footballer Peter Conway is in hospital in France after a car accident last night. He hurt his leg, but doctors say that with painkillers he can play in England's match against Italy next week. Check-in workers at Heathrow Airport went on strike for 48 hours, from midnight last night. The airport is crowded with people waiting to go on holiday, especially to Spain, Greece and Turkey, as the school holidays started yesterday. This is the second strike by the staff. They are asking for more money.